This episode of Sproy Offcast is brought to you by WEDOS, proud sponsors of the WEDOS Derby.
WEDOS Derby!
Hello and welcome to Sproy Offcast, the English language Sproy Offcast, but no podcast that nobody asked for. My name's David.
And I am against modern football.
Good, good for you. Yes, are we going to be talking about that thing today?
Well, here it's a sort of a call my bluff thing, isn't it? Because it seems like the most obvious thing to put in a hot or not, doesn't it?
Yeah, it may come up.
Uh-huh. Is it maybe coming up?
Yes, briefly, but only because, as you say, there are hot or nots. This is not directly that, but it's tangentially related.
I see.
So, uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, I look forward to... Yeah, flapping my gums.
Yeah, indeed, gum flapping will happen. We have got a packed show tonight. Again, I keep doing that. We're going to look back at two games, look forward to two more. We've got Beer of the Podcast, we've got Hot or Not, we've got Railway Station Jingle. We've got all the stuff. Good Lord.
I'm impressed with your work ethic on this one, to be honest.
Well, thank you. That's nice. I mean, this is a Railway Station Jingle we have had before, but I feel it's good to go back, and I found a different recording of it.
Oh, I see.
So, yeah.
Revisited.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I feel next year we're going to have to go back to local bands.
Oh,
because I think we've stretched this out quite a lot, so...
I'm going to see what In the Pub are up to these days, right?
Yes.
Well, good. Well,
I've forgotten about them,
probably
yeah.
Going to go Prostayov again, aren't we?
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck's sake. Life.
Yes, you'll find out why after this. So we didn't go on a 4.5-5-hour train journey to South Bohemia, which is a shame because we'd have actually seen goals. And...
Were they ours?
They were ours, as well you know, and as well many people will know.
Yes, so Dinamo Česká Budějovice nils.
Dinamo Černobílé dres.
Nil, Zbrojovka Brno, 2.
Yay!
What was a very weird scoreline because we scored more than once, and it wasn't as in the got one back in the 90th minute.
Exactly. We started with a back four, didn't we?
We did.
That was exciting. Of Barish, Pernitzer, Hlavica, and Moravec.
Yes, I could get used to this.
And yeah, exactly. So what happened on a beautiful... It was one of those days where I really wish we'd have been there. It was a beautiful day as well. It was just... It was a lovely day.
Just
decent
yeah.
game.
Could have been, you know, hanging over the barrier, absolutely steaming.
God. I was going to say hanging over the barrier. Which is also likely.
Could have gotten that burrito place on the square.
Yeah.
Could have had the raspberry beer or whatever at that wee pub beside the river.
Yeah, yeah.
Could have crossed the bridge. It smells of piss.
Yes, exactly.
What a fine.
So
city.
Many chances missed.
Lessened by the fact that we weren't there. The champion of the Turna Český Mest online as well, of course.
Yes, of course. Yes.
You probably want to talk about the football now.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna let you.
I was going to say talking of chances missed. Wow, have we got some for you. Actually, we were pretty good. 5 minutes is the first chance. It's just Budějovic. There's a corner cleared off the line by Pernitzer. That was a sort of initial shot across the bows by them. And then sort of for the rest of the half, we're really into it. There's a 10-minute period between 20 minutes and half an hour where we are all over them. Stefanovski plays a cheeky ball into the area. Hladik can't quite get on the end of it. Čermák has a crack that scuds along the ground from 25 yards out, straight at Drobný, but, you know, we're really getting into it. We go in 0-0 at half-time. Čermák have two chances just before half... Sort of half chances just before half-time. Both headers wide, which aren't really connected with properly. So it was a decent half. We looked like we had the better of it, to be honest. It was good. And then... Second half.
We were so much better.
Second half, yeah, we were even better again, yeah. We sort of, you know, on top of them for 10 minutes. And then on 55, Pachlotnik takes a corner, which rather than hit the first man, sails all the way over to the back of the box. Stefanovski gets hold of it. holds off his man and sticks it low towards the edge of the six-yard box where Jutta Tetzel is lurking. And that's a smart finish.
Yes, it was. I thought it was a particularly good finish. It's nice every so often this happens, and it's quite a rare occurrence. But we have a corner and something actually comes out of it. Boy, did we have corners in this in this match. Do you know off the top of your head or how many corners that we had?
I do not, but it was many.
I mean, it was something ridiculous. I think there was some, was there not some sort of spell where we had something in
we
the
we got about five or six in a row,
in like
didn't
3
we?
Minutes yeah. or something like that. I'm just seeing if I can actually find it, but it was just it was ridiculous. And you know, we always talk about how we need to start drilling these, and if we actually did drill those and had someone who was a good corner taker, we might have actually ran a few past Budějovice.
That first goal was a strange one because it was Pachlotnik who now seems to be permanently on corner taking duty now that Vaniek's dead or whatever. His
died and gone to coke fueled heaven.
His speciality is just hitting the first man, so that just absolute balloon drifting over everyone and landing at step at the, well, not even the far post, you know, far edge of the area was a surprise. I think it caught everyone by surprise, apart from Stepp, who had the presence of mind to do something with it, and Texel, who was there to sort of, you know, dink it around the keeper at his near post, which is a lovely finish.
Can I just point out, I am trying to look for this, and I don't think I'm going to get it, but I found a site that still, like, I just typed in, you know, Dinamo Nils Brojovka 2 stats, and I've come to a site which not only has our club badge as the Fotbalový klub Pirvní FC Brno still, but it's referring to it as the Gambrinus Liga.
Wow, Pleasant. That's a long time ago. Yeah, so that's us 1-0 up. And then we sort of look vaguely comfortable. We keep them at arm's length, don't we, generally? And we think, well, we might see this game out at 1-0, but we get a bonus. So on 82 minutes, there's a long punt down from Berkovets for Fila to chase. Fila chases the ball into the box, and Lukáš Havel, trying to catch up with him, sort of stumbles, falls, and when he goes down, grabs at Fila's ankle as he goes past, dragging him down in the penalty area. And is it a penalty? Yes, it is a penalty. It's not even VAR'd. It's straight to the penalty.
It is VAR'd.
Is it VAR'd?
Yes. There was, like some people, the problem with the, I mean, it's absolutely a penalty. Mm-hmm. I think there's a little bit, I don't actually mind this being a VAR call because it does look like just the way he goes down that Fila makes a meal of it.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think that that's actually a genuine reaction rather than the,
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, Fila goes down. Rusek, who's come on relatively recently, 7 or 8 minutes before, is nominated to step up and get any kind of confidence back, which he does by slotting the ball into the bottom left-hand corner quite confidently and quite nicely.
Yeah, I mean, we needed him to take that, to be honest, because he's not going to score without any assistance.
Yeah.
How has the Fortuna Liga not tell me how many corners were in this?
I don't know.
What's surprising, actually, and I find this very surprising, is that apparently Česká Budějovice had more shots on goal. Don't believe it, personally.
Mm. Oh, well. Anyway, that was that. It was pretty professional, as wins go, I think.
And one thing I think probably to note as well is that we played Dinamo at absolutely the right time. That's a team that seems to be falling apart at the moment.
Yeah.
And I was really surprised about how quiet Patrick Brantner was in the game. Like,
yeah, because he terrorised us the first time,
absolutely,
didn't he?
Absolutely did, yeah.
We did also think Jarek Drobny was going to have one of those days early on, didn't we, where he was keeping everything out. But, yeah. Actually, it was... We were 1-0 up, and actually on 58 minutes, it was Fila who brought out an age-defying tip over the bar from Drobny. You remember that?
Oh, sensational
cross in,
save.
And almost a point-blank header, and Drobny gets all of his, 42 years up to absolutely just fling himself and tip it over the bar.
I mean,
great stop.
Obviously, we're in a fight, you know, against going down, but sometimes you just sort of, like, you just look at something like that, you're just like, well done, how'd you get that? That's great,
That was really good.
I mean, a proper, like, professional... sort of save that, you know, you wouldn't see that many keepers in the league making. So for 42.
Yeah. But, you know, this is a man who was the Czech national team's first goalkeeper for a good, you know, 5 or 6 years, but still.
And he's still good.
Yeah,
he's 40. He's like Jim Leighton.
Yeah. Anyway.
Getting his teeth knocked out. Anyway.
Let's have a quick bit of railway station jingle,
oh,
shall we?
Hooray.
Česká Budějovice's railway station jingle is called Kubudiet Sum Cesta. as we have mentioned before on this podcast.
You have mentioned before.
Which I have mentioned before.
I've already forgotten his name.
Yeah. It is in the songbook labelled Czech Folk Songs About Women and Horses. and it is about going on the long road from České Budějovice and your lord not giving you permission to sleep with a serving wench who gives you shelter. And even though she, when you wake up in the morning, she closes the door and wants to spend more time with you, but you've got to get back to the horses.
Park life.
So, yeah, that's what it's about. And this is what the station bit sounds like. And here is a version of the original. Not the one we used last time, but a fresh version. Budějicům cesta, ale že je omská. Budějicům cesta, ale že je omská. Kdyby naši páni povolení dali, je tam holka hezká. Kdyby naši páni povolení dali, je tam holka hezká. Já jsem se tam dostal, dobře jsem se vyspal. Já jsem se tam dostal, dobře jsem se vyspal. Ona ráno vstala, dveře zavírala, jen abych tam zvostal. South Bohemia absolutely showing its we're just over the border from Bavaria roots there.
I like the YouTube video had three dislikes. Because it was just like some like petty guys from like Jindřichu Hradec or whatever, yeah. Just being like...
yeah. Call that song about horses. It's all... it's just people from Pardubice. Yeah, yeah. There's barely any horses in this. Rubbish. Yeah. We're going to talk about the horse boys later, actually. I have a list of things we're going to talk about. And... yes, it's that, actually.
Oh, good.
Next.
I was thinking, because, I mean, usually we talk about the games first. We get that.
Yeah, I couldn't work out if we had other regular bits in there, but we've got so many other bits, we're going to get the games we've done out the way, and then we're going to get onto some other stuff.
Actually, one thing we didn't do was we didn't put a stamp on the fact that we have, you know, completed the second ever Vidos Derby.
That's true. This section and the whole podcast is, of course, sponsored by WEDOS.
WEDOS Derby!
So, yeah, that's good, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah.
Memes are plenty, eh?
Yes. If you want to sponsor Royalcast, you know where to get us. It's Royalcast at Gmail. No!
It's Royalcast at Gmail!
Gmail.com. That's Moonpig, isn't it? Nick Jenkins's Moonpig, of course.
Well, this is the professionalism that you expect from this podcast, isn't it? Yeah, accidentally just given a shout out to like a multi-million-pound like greetings card company? Other greeting cards companies are available.
Yes, we have. Anyway,
just a bunch of lads at a football stadium just being like, "Fuck off, Hallmark! Fuck off, Hallmark!"
Anyway, that is it from that section. Sponsored by WEDOS, proud sponsors of the WEDOS Derby.
WEDOS Derby!
And after this, we're going to talk about Pardubice. Horses! Rovka, home to Pardubice. Mid-tables Pardubice.
A beatable Pardubice.
Mm.
Everton's Pardubice.
Everton's Pardubice. The Zbrojovka lineup was almost the same. I didn't actually give you the lineup for Chebe, but I'll give you the lineup for Pardubice just to see how we were, in fact, lined up. Yes. That's right, yeah. Berkovets, Barish, Pernitzer, Hlavitzer, Moravets. Chermak is a holding midfielder. Then Stepanovsky, Texel, Pachlopnik, Hladik in this case, and Daniel Fila starting rather than the Chebe game. We had Hladik starting up top.
Yeah.
And we gave Fila a start for this one. So what happened after 3 minutes? Stepanovsky has half a shot, sort of. Nothing really happens there. On 8 minutes, we get our first little taste of what could possibly come as Everton. is sent through, rounds Berkovets, and Pernitzer is across quickly enough to block. Then it's kind of typical Zvorovka, a lot of sterile possession.
The one thing that I took, at least, especially from this first half, actually, was just, and I don't know if it was the pitch or something or other, but our touch was awful.
That's right, yeah.
Every single player, like, it was bollocks. It was like...
Yeah, it was shocking, wasn't it?
There just wasn't much of anything, really. There was no real drive, and it was sort of just like trying to wander about with the ball, and then, oh, it's a throw-in again, because, I lost the ball with my other foot.
Yeah.
Just not very pleasant to watch.
Yeah, I've kicked it against myself, and oh, it's a throw-in, yeah.
You would, at the same time, probably say that, you know, the majority of the match was going in Zborovka's direction, really. Mm. I mean, we had a lot of possession. Maybe not so much to show about it, but we did spend a lot of time in the opponent's half.
Yeah, we did. And we thought we were looking pretty good to go in to half-time 0-0. Until on 41 minutes, Cadu... one of their two Brazilians, along with Everton. It's a short corner, but it comes out to Cadu, and he crosses it into the corridor of uncertainty, TM. And every single person stands there and watches it come through until it gets to the back post where Martin Tommel is waiting to tap it home from a yard. It's absolutely appalling.
It is my least favourite goal that we've conceded this season, I think.
And my God, there are some to choose from.
And then you were immediately like, oh, that's like exactly the same goal that we conceded in the first game with them in Prague.
Yeah, it almost was, yeah.
It's just terrible, isn't it, how we
really
switch
awful,
off.
Yeah.
And it's just like when you have a corner, like, you're not just supposed to stand there, lads. Like, you're supposed to react to the ball and things like that. It's
awful. Pernitzer interviewed after the game. He was talking about the first goal and he said... There are absolutely no excuses, and I've never seen a ball come past 14 people before it goes into the net.
Including
yourself. There's and ours. Everyone just watches it come in, and Tom will goes, oh, I'll have that then. Yeah.
Very Sunday league, most people are hungover, and if I lunge forward, I'm going to throw up chat, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then, you know, I mean, quote-unquote, worst time to concede, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so we go in 1-0 down. Come out in the second half, 46 minutes. Frikistel crosses. It's a weak header from Fila. Letarczyk flies, I will say, and saves it fairly easily. There's a substitution after that. Who comes on? It's your friend of mine, David Hoof, who you said he's going to score here, isn't he?
And
90 seconds later, he hits the post.
Yeah, yeah. One of two efforts that he, I believe, comes off a frame.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. 68 minutes, however, there's a Folsek free kick, which finds Prikistal's head. It's a nice header. He sort of glances it, you know, gets up above everyone, glances it across the goalkeeper, and it sort of nestles in the far bottom corner. And 1-1 we are, and things are looking up.
Yeah, I'd like to claim responsibility for that one, by
the way. Yeah.
I'll just to take you back to my favourite place in the world, which is twitter.com. Sporyovcast tweeted at 15:24, we couldn't score in a fucking brothel today. 15:28, Zborovka goal! Pretty style finds Fosek's ball and it's a header to level.
Yeah.
At that point, you're like, absolutely back in this out of nowhere. Kick on now.
Yeah, and just as we're finishing, victorious, let's kick on tweeting and Facebooking.
Send tweet.
Yeah, send tweet. 90 seconds later, Emil Tischler, who you marked out as a danger before this game, is just over the halfway line, and he has about, I want to say half an hour to, to pick a pass. There's nobody anywhere near. We've just scored a goal. You want to be up and at him. He gets the ball, sort of, wanders over the halfway line. There's nobody in sort of 20 yards of him. He's got ages to pick a pass out. And it's a lovely ball, to be fair. He feeds it in front of the onrushing Everton, who, Havitzer attempts to get near, falls on his arse, sort of scuds his knee across the dry mud and awfulness that is the Srpska pitch. Everton sort of looks back, laughs, rounds Berkovets, and finishes it. It's a good, cool finish. Across the goal, into the roof of the net, and it's 2-1 immediately.
It's very much like a FIFA goal if the opponent was trying to play via voice recognition. Like, it was just, like, it was just slow, not much happened, and the other lad just, you know, sort of, like, doing all the fancy stuff and just places it and does, yeah. You know, gives it the big licks, you know. Do you wish to quit game? You've selected yes.
Yes.
And then immediately you're just deflated, aren't you? And you're just like,
yeah.
This is a team that, I mean, and I know it's a different team, went up, blah, blah, blah. But we got 4 points off of this gang last year, albeit in a different league.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really, really desperately poor. And you know, we mentioned, or I mentioned this a lot on social media, when you're looking for inspiration or a bit of a tweak or a tactical bit of nous, or even somebody to just get you G'd up again, you look over to the bench and who's there? Richard Dostalek and his stupid skinny joggers moping up and down like a bloody Madame Tussauds dummy.
What did you call him again? You called him something like a downbeat fuck or something like that, and it was great.
Passionless fucker.
Passionless fuck, that was it, yeah. Yeah, I enjoyed that.
But he is, though. You just look at him, you go, what are you doing? What was the stat that Pavel put on the group chat? The first, we've been relegated 3 times in the last 25 years or something. Mm-hmm. The first one,
he was a player.
He's player and he was captain. Mm-hmm. Second relegation, Habanets gets sacked. He's
caretaker
until the end. We go down. Mm-hmm. This is going to be Michalik gets sacked. He's caretaker and then we go down. Mm-hmm. It's not a good look.
When did Michalik get the boot? Was it the end of November?
Yes, middle of October, end of November.
He's had almost half a year to try and get something right here. Or you can take the alternative narrative, which is, the board has had half a year to bring in a manager.
Yeah.
And it hasn't happened. It's a bit annoying because this really did feel like one that we...
It was sort of there for the taking, wasn't it? In a number of ways, I think.
I mean, yeah. Like, I mean, part of it's like, you know, started off very strongly. And don't get me wrong, I think with a squad depth that they have... And everything kind of, okay, it's a bit of a leveler because no one's got any fans. So you're really sort of, there's a bit of a, you know, softens the blow of having to play your home games at the Dolly Check. But, they've done a lot this season with, you know, far less resources than a team like Zbrojovka have.
Mm-hmm.
And they are really inconsistent at the moment. They are sort of winning weird games and losing weird games and stuff. But... Like, you needed a point. You needed a point against him, at least. And there was the lack of actual anything clinical from Zbrojovka was telling, and it's galling after such a good win the weekend before.
Yeah, where we absolutely offered virtually nothing in any department. It was one of the most abject displays I've seen all season, really. It was really, really awful. Anyway,
add that to the list.
Yeah, 2-1 it finishes. As you mentioned, on 92 minutes, David Huff hits the angle of post and bar as they counterattack to try and get a third. But, yeah, that was it. So one win, one loss in the last 2 games. So let's park that there. We'll have a break and then we'll do something else. What do you reckon?
Something after, like, the changes to a rugby podcast or something like that.
I've got a quiz.
Oh!
Do you want a quiz?
Yes.
Right, let me play my newly found quiz music. Hold on. It's good, I'm glad. I'll keep using that. Every bit of quiz music. Right, this is similar to the one we had a couple of weeks ago, but this is... Is this a historical name of a Czech top league club or not?
Oh, fantastic.
Okay, so we've got 5 again.
All right.
Number 1, VSJ Černovieš Cheb.
Yeah, go on.
It is not.
Oh, okay.
It is not a historical name, I'm afraid. They were. It was all stars. Cheb.
Yeah, they were Sokol and white star, isn't
blue
it?
Blue and white.
Oh, blue and white.
But yeah, like green and white. All of their nicknames were star or Sokol based.
Oh, okay.
All right. Number 2, TJ Zemědělství Hradec Králové.
Now that sounds like it is one again.
For listeners who don't speak Czech, Zemědělství, I'm going to put you on the spot there.
Don't.
Agriculture.
Agriculture.
Hradec Králové.
Agricultural
yeah.
Hradec Králové.
Yeah.
I might have said that on a podcast before. No, I think that one is.
It is not.
Am I just
an old name?
I did
of a club.
So well last
yeah,
time.
Yeah, this is all your chickens coming home to roost here. Yes.
me reaping. This is great. Me sowing. What the fuck? This sucks.
I also nearly said all your pigeons coming home to roost, which is not a phrase either. Wrong type of bird. Right, number three. TJ Ostroj Opava.
You know what? The thing is that if I go yes, one of them will be right. So I'm going to go with yes.
It is, yes.
There we go.
The unlikely named island Opava. Yes, genuinely was Opava's name for a while.
I mean, I don't mind actually being called island Opava because I wouldn't want to be shipwrecked in it.
Mm, yeah. All right, number four. Preciosa Jablonec nad Nisou.
Oh, now that to me sounds like shitey sponsor alert. That for me is a strong yes, it is.
Absolutely is, yes. Yeah. Preciosa are current sponsors of Liberec, so I think they have that little tiny yeah. sponsor logo.
This is pre-Baumit then?
Yes, quite a long time pre-Baumit, I think.
Preciosa. Sounds like a really crap sort of like perfume you get in Superdrug.
Mm. Preciosa. That was four, wasn't it? Right. Mm-hmm. Number five, the final one. Slovan Wimpy SK Liberec.
Absolutely, yeah. It's certainly not. Is this because we were talking about Wimpies during, I believe, the last game? We had to explain to Ben what Bender and a bun was.
Yes. So Slovan Wimpy SK Liberec.
I'm going to say no.
It is an old name for Slovan Liberec, I'm afraid.
You're not giving me that one. It's not. There's no
it
way.
It is.
Don't know where they were sponsored by Wimpy.
No, Wimpy the construction company, I think.
Oh, like George Wimpy.
Yeah, not the burger peddlers of the 70s.
I was blinded by the mixed grills.
No, yeah.
Mr. Wimpy.
Yeah, Slovan Wimpy SK.
Fuck off.
Well, I'm afraid there it is.
What was the one you had last week, which was just nonsense?
The one that I made up that was nonsense.
Yes.
Yeah. I can't remember. I'm going to have to go back now and possibly find it. S Club Liberec.
Yeah, that was it, yeah. And then, yeah, that took us in a very strange direction.
It did, yeah.
So, Wimpy's. big in South Africa.
Yes, very big in South Africa. Beer of the podcast?
Yeah, go on.
All right. It's Beer of the Podcast. And what have we got? This very
no, because you brought
episode.
It.
Yes, I did, didn't I? That's a good point. It's just a basic Jednácka, nothing fancy.
Oh, good.
This week.
I'm not a fancy guy.
This is... I've got the bottle here. This is Proud... from the Proud Brewery, which, you know, giving off slightly fash vibes.
What have you done today to make your beer proud?
Yes. They do four or five of these 750ml bottles. They're all available on Rohlik, which is where I got this one, actually. So if you are in this country, you can order them online. This was 98 crowns, I think, for 0.75. It's the Proud Ventil.
Okay. It's a cool bottle.
It is. It's very nice, isn't it? They do an EPA, I think, that my parents sent me as part of my birthday package that they ordered, and that was lovely. I think it's actually a subdivision of the Plzeňský Prazdroj brewery. I don't know whether it was independent and then they bought it, but it is bottled by them at least.
The label is giving me real like wine vibes.
It does look quite a lot like a wine bottle, doesn't it? Something like one of those kind of new English wines that you get in Waitrose now, you know. I think it's quite nice.
Wasn't English wine basically like slang for sherry or like Thunderbird back in the day?
There's a difference between English and British. I can't remember which is which, but one of them's made from grape concentrate and one of them is actual wine.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember which way round it is. Anyway, this is Proud Ventil Jednarska. So, nothing clever. 4.6%. And we'll see what it is like. Smells
good,
like...
Good smell on it.
Lager, yeah. Crisp.
Yeah. Oh, that's all right.
That's nice, that, isn't it?
I like that, yeah.
Yeah.
You'd get into a bad habit dropping 100 each time on that, wouldn't you? Because you'd rifle through three of those easy.
Yeah. Slightly bitter, very crisp. Needed a bit longer in the fridge to get really ice cold, but that's delicious. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind
I'm
that.
I'm for it.
That's nice. On Rolik, you say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in their mini pivovara section. Mmm. Yeah, that's a good... It's a good barbecuing beer, isn't it? Because it actually tastes of something a little bit rich. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd happily stand outside in a garden and scull a few of them. They're quite nice, yeah.
Yeah, well done you.
Yeah, that's...
I have to up my game.
That's just because I couldn't be bothered to go out and I was getting Rolik anyway, so...
Don't tell a listener.
So that's that. It's your turn next to do some talking.
Yep.
Who are you going to preview? We're not going to preview Slovacko because by the time this goes out, we'll already be playing them. So
yeah, I'm not going to put this, by the way, as a not. But like, what? Like, this is the top flight league in a country.
Yes.
Which has, you know, for better or worse, got a little bit of a reputation now. You know, with like Slavia and things like that. So why are you, please, playing games, and they did three of them today, at 3:00 in the afternoon?
Yeah.
Where everyone's at work, except you, who'll be watching it with Ben.
I'll be at work, but, you know, also watching it out the corner of my eye.
Hello, David's boss. If you're listening to this...
you're definitely not listening to this.
So you will be skiving and watching it. Yeah. I'll be busting my hump to bring...
Good beers and good content.
Yeah,
bringing food to the veritable table of Broilcast. Anyway, talking of bringing food to the table, let's get some delicious previews in.
Delightfully tenuous Seymour. We are going to be playing Teplice.
Yes,
which is a big game.
It is
Banik Ostrava, which used to be a big game.
Yeah. So Teplice first, I assume.
Yes.
Right. Let's get that done after this.
Right, so Teplice, bracket home, is going to be next for... Well, it's not going to be next, as we just discussed, for Zborovka, but for you, listener, it probably will be. Am I looking forward to this game? Absolutely not, because we've played Teplice twice and we've been awful each time.
We have a history against Teplice as well, and it's not a good history.
No, even though we beat them 4-0, I think, and I believe that was the match before we were mathematically relegated back in the day.
Yeah, seems a long time ago now.
Yeah, wow, I wish it was a long time ago, but unfortunately it's not. So we were well beaten. I say well beaten, it was 1-0 going on 7 or 8 when we went up to the Frozen North, and 2-0 in the Cup, which might be a low light if it was a game that actually really mattered. The thing is that Teplice are now going to be the team in our sights. Mm-hmm. Their loss to freewheeling Mladá Boleslav means that they are now in the one spot below the drop, directly below us, and where it should have been less than 4 points because of our performance against Pardubice, it is 4 points.
Yeah, those two played each other and they really swapped over. That is Boleslav now looking up and Teplice very much looking over their shoulders now.
Yeah, and we are you know, playing so badly that we are very close to saving a team in the league, which has this season lost 7-0 to Pilsen, 5-1 to Slavia, 5-0 to Yablonets, 7-2 to Sparta.
Yeah.
They're a team that absolutely hemorrhages goals. Can we get anywhere near their goal, David? Can we fuck? Like, they seem to have this absolute, hex on us, and they just do enough to get their heads above water. They get a point there, they get a sort of a scuffed 1-0, you know, here. And it's going to be a shame, and it's going to be a shame because we're probably going to lose to Teplice's side that's not going to have Jakub Mareš, who is leading the goals, who is actually quite a good player.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been out for the last four games with some sort of muscle injury or strain.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it looks good that he'll be back in time. However, I'm very pleased for that because in his place, and I will never tire of saying this, we have got Vukadin Vukadinovic.
Yeah.
Yeah, so one goal, two assists in 843 minutes. Not great. Mm. Is it about the same as our strikers?
Yes,
it is. So he'll get a hat trick, which will be a bit unfair. And he's likely to play at the top in like a 4-2-3-1 formation.
Uh-huh.
This is mildly interesting.
Go on.
And I say mildly. Okay, so when Teplice have played a 4-2-3-1 formation, which is their most deployed formation this season,
mm-hmm.
They have taken 17 of their 24 points.
All right.
That's quite a lot of points.
It is.
So that includes four of the six wins in the league have been with this 4-2-3-1. However, when we lost to them in the league, it was a 4-4-2, and in the cup it was a 4-1-4-1. So they don't like playing that against us for some reason.
Right. Huh.
I don't know why. I didn't look into it that much.
Okay.
I did this on my lunch break. But generally, like, as I am almost prepared to call it if we lose at this time. The story, I think, of our doing our previews and talking about the games throughout, basically since October, has been we look terrible, we're going to get relegated, but we never get into a position where it's mathematically impossible. We're not that bad.
Yeah.
This would be a six-pointer against a team directly above us, would leave us almost certainly seven points adrift.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, notwithstanding that we'll probably lose to a very good Slovacko side tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
which actually is no shame in doing that, but we need points and we need points now. I think we're done if this is a loss.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so. We've only got a couple more games against teams around us, Boleslav at home, who are looking better and better with each passing week, and Opava at home, where even if we win that, it's not going to be enough. So, yeah.
Yeah, the real problem now is that comes maybe too little too late, because that is our penultimate game in the league.
Yeah, and Slavia, Sparta away, we're getting nothing, obviously. So
no, so we need to be safe by, you know, match day, whatever it is. And to be frank about it, if we lose to Teplice and we haven't got a sniff out of them in three games, and we've pointed out most of the season that they're really bad,
We absolutely deserve it.
Yeah, and
yeah.
What are we going to do? The way that the board is sort of going with these sorts of things is we're going to keep the same bare bones, you know, sort of squad of you know, some, you know, people who try and have a lack of talent, some absolute chancers. You know, we're going to lose people like Ondra Pachlopnik sooner rather than later, right? So we can just do this again next year, or we can go down and fail to come back up. So it's up to you, really.
Yeah,
yeah, but that's what I would say about Teplice.
Fair enough. A chilling portrait of things to come there. So
quote the Raven, nevermore.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Now we've done that, shall we hot or not it?
Why not?
Why hot? That's the question that's coming up after this break. Tell me what you've got, 'cause it's hot or not. It's time to do this part of the show. Dun dun dun, yes it's hot or not. And the topics that we've got are things our lovely listeners need to know. Da 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 da. Wunderbar, no? Yes?
I'm gonna go for three episodes without getting your song, I'm afraid.
Oh, really? I'm more disappointed in you not getting this one than I was last week for the blur.
Oh,
I've got to say. This is the Andrews sisters that we're both.
Oh, the Andrews sisters. Andrews sisters and their murder ballads.
This is not a murder ballad, actually. This is it's either badly pronounced German or possibly Yiddish. I can't remember what the original chorus line is. It's "By mir bist du Shane."
Uh-huh.
By mir bist du Shane. Please that, let me explain.
That was a bit too. That was quite obscure for.
Sorry. Yeah.
Czech first. Soon to be second tier podcast.
Well, there it is. It's a good song to play out with anyway.
I enjoyed that, yes. And I will enjoy it in the closing credits.
Good. Okay. The traditional one each this week?
I technically have two knots.
Okay, well you go with a something then.
Alright, shall I go for the one that's definitely been on both of our minds as a knot?
Go on.
Okay, so alright, and I know, listener, you're also thinking this. So my knot is the cameraman at Mastaborsko.
That's exactly what they were thinking.
Yes. So we took in the at least the second half of Blansko against Mastaborsko,
mm-hmm.
or that should actually be Taborsko versus Blansko because they were away. And wow, the camera was weird. It was on a sort of angle. It looked like a bad spirit level.
I'm convinced it was just somebody's phone. It was just live streaming to YouTube. It was absolutely just somebody's phone.
I was getting those vibes and. The thing was, like, it seemed to zoom out when a corner was. You were sort of like looking at like tiny like lemmings or whatever in the box. Yeah, it was very strange. So, I mean, buck up your ideas, lads.
Yeah, that was a hell of a day of watching sport for me actually, because we did Sprovka part of it, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Then Coventry Barnsley was up next. Then the second half of Taborsko Blansko. Then you went home. And then I watched the Formula One, and after that I watched the first round of the IndyCar Championship from Barber Motorsports Park. It was an entire day almost. Well,
I hope it picked up because I thought when watching the football, I thought the games got progressively more dull.
They did, yeah. I mean, not progressively more depressing because Coventry won.
Yeah, which I mean, is nice, that should keep you safe.
Hopefully, yeah. All right, yeah. Good knot. That is what the world has been talking about.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. I will give you a knot, and it is Sports Interactive.
Those are people that do Football Manager.
They are, because I assume they are waiting on this European Super League or not to happen. Because
so it comes out.
It's gonna take a hell of a lot of redevelopment very, very quickly if it does. Yeah. Spare a thought for the coders at SI. That's mm-hmm. all I'm saying. Yeah, so that's that. That's my knot.
Do we really need to go into this in much depth about the Super League? Because I think everyone who listens to this podcast is going to be probably on the same page that we are with it, right?
Yes. The only thing I wanted to point out was, and this is not a football-related thing, but it is the fact that, obviously, the Tory party can now get an absolute swing and a free hit on, we're going to defend our football, god damn it, nobody's going to take it from us. This is the same government that relied on a footballer to feed disadvantaged children for 8 months, of course.
Boom.
Yeah, I saw a brilliant quote, an old quote from Michael Heseltine doing the rounds earlier, talking about Johnson saying he's the sort of person that watches for the direction a crowd is running in, then sprints to the front and shouts, "Follow me!" Which is one of the best descriptions of Johnson's leadership I've seen for a long time. So.
I just thought, the nick of Arsenal being part of it as well, by the way.
Yeah.
It's like, they couldn't have just like picked a fucking worse time as well to do this. Where like everyone is still watching behind closed doors and they're missing their football. And the problem...
This is exactly why, though. Because it means nobody can protest at games. Mm-hmm. You know, there can't be any in-stadium protests. Mm-hmm. We are going to get into this slightly, aren't we?
Yeah.
Florentino Perez today, with his young people aren't interested in football quotes. What absolute arse. I mean, maybe they would be interested if you hadn't priced them out of literally everything. You know, TV deals, match tickets, everything.
Did you see some lad from the Adam Smith Institute? Yes, those guys. Tweeting that opposition to this... was xenophobic because of the American owners of clubs.
Oh, get out. Get in the sea. Come on.
Ban them. Or like your tweet said, fuck off.
Yeah, just fuck exactly. off. Yeah, if you want to go and you know, jump into this, you know, circle jerk money pit until you all kill each other in a fit of greed and avarice, then you're more than welcome to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, sod off the lot of you.
On this, I know we traditionally follow a knot with a hot or whatever, but can my main knot now just come on
absolutely,
top of this?
Yes,
because
of
I
course,
think it's
yeah.
because this is something that I would think if the big distraction has been the Super League
uh-huh.
because of this, but I think a special place in the knot has
is it
to be
a good day to bury bad news.
The good day to bury bad news. It is of course the new plans for the Champions League.
Yes.
Oh God. and you know, you see the UEFA statements against the Super League and you know, and all these things, it's like, oh, it's terrible, it's terrible, you know, takes away the sanctity of the league system and you know, the authority of stuff. And it's like, you had such a big part to play in setting this up.
Oh,
and
yeah.
this Champions League thing just shows it. Like, so for anyone that doesn't know what's going to happen, you know, it's been approved for season, I think, 2024-25, is that they're going to expand it to 36 teams instead of 32, and it's going to be one big league,
yep.
guaranteeing every team 10 games.
Mm-hmm.
And this is absolutely your Tuesday, Wednesday night money spinner. This is not your Super League. It's exactly the same concept. They want big teams to have more games in Europe to bring in the money from, you know, the Chinese market, from the American market. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with supporters in those countries. I'm saying that this is what they're thinking of more than, you know, fans that are actually in their towns and cities. And the worst bit of it for me is that it's expanded to an extra four teams in order to save some of the teams that, you know, the big teams that don't get it.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can get a berth, for example, if you are from a country fifth in the coefficient
mm-hmm.
and hasn't made it yet. So right now that's France, could be the Netherlands, could
yeah.
be Portugal, all those sorts of ones. Also, you have the, you know, domestic league champion, with the highest club coefficient that doesn't automatically qualify for the league stage. So this is basically sparing the blushes of a big team.
Of Arsenal.
Arsenal, a Roma,
yeah.
something like that, that has a surprise, you know, knockout to like Midtjylland or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly.
And as I think was mentioned on by a lot of people on the internet, this absolutely kills dead any chance of any smaller team getting there. So, you know, the big one, this was Ferencváros
mm-hmm.
getting in. You know, it's like, you're not going to get that anymore. It's just
yeah.
going to be this sort of horrible club of big boys. So I think, in conclusion, fuck UEFA and fuck the Super League.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. I remember when the Champions Cup was only for champions.
I remember when the Intercity Fairs Cup was
yes.
only for clubs that came from...
That had a fairground. Yes.
Fair, yeah.
Yeah. Bring back the Cup Winners' Cup. I say, where's Malmo versus Lech Poznań when you need it?
Some of the best games were in the Intertoto.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, bring back the, you know, hipster's favourite. Yeah, Anglo-Italian Cup. I'm for it. Bring back Tranmere versus Brescia. I'm all over it.
47 years of heart. hit us with a hot school. Let's get the positivity going again.
Grimsby Town.
Hey!
Yay!
What about Grimsby Town?
Again,
don't play in Grimsby, they're playing Cleethorpes.
Yes, good. Youngs.
the Scampy Boys. They're not called that.
they should be, that'd be excellent. They did one of my favourite ever Christmas videos.
Yeah, the one with the
Linnell John Lewis.
Camera. Yeah, that's
Linnell
good.
John Lewis, his name is a shop. Absolutely outstanding. Anyway, again, this is the tangential ESL thing.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a great bit of jumping on bandwagon, but small club doing Twitter publicity and general do-goodiness right.
Yeah.
Grimsby Town had a shirt amnesty. They said, if you bring one of the shirts that you own of one of the six clubs that was purported to be
uh-huh.
in the ESL, bring it to the ground during opening hours and they will swap it for free with a Grimsby Town shirt of your size. And the shirt that you give in will be donated to either a local youth group or one of those humanitarian projects in Africa that donates football shirts to like village teams.
That's fantastic.
I thought that was bloody excellent.
On that point, can I also point out how I really like the shirts for disadvantaged communities in Africa? Because you have, like, for example, you have like a small village in Burundi that's decked out in like Inverness Cali thistle.
There is a whole village in like Zambia that's like sky blue. It's just all Coventry shirts, man. I'm all about it. And there's going to be a hell of a lot in like Spurs and Liverpool shirts donated from Grimsby, it would appear. So, yeah, there were people actually on the Grimsby channel, like, you know, actually, you know, doing it, selfieing in their new Grimsby shirt after they've got rid of their Spurs shirt or whatever. So,
well,
it was good.
Good on them. We hope they stay in the league system because they're on the edge at the bottom of League Two, I believe. You go.
Anyway, yeah, I mean, if there's one good thing that might come out of this, it's people going and, you know, supporting smaller teams and, you know, giving £5 to their, you know, very, very local team rather than £50 to FSG or whoever. Yeah. So, yeah.
Fantastic.
Anyway, final section of the show is two other teams that were offered ESL membership, but we turned them down through pure, integrity. So us and
I don't know if they'll buy it, man. I don't know.
So yeah, we're playing Banik Ostrava, are we not?
We are.
Yeah, let's talk about that after this. To paraphrase Stephen Presley, Baniked.
Yes.
Sorry.
Banik on the streets of etc.
Yeah, Banik on the streets of North Moravia.
Yes, I don't like Banik Ostrava, David.
Very few people do.
I don't like playing them. We seem to have real difficulties with Banik. On the pitch, we have real difficulties beating them recently. For me, the first game, the season we had before we had that winter break was one that just sums up Roy Offcutt all too often this season. It was the game that we basically played Daniel Fila, and Fila looked like the only one that cared.
That's right.
Really no drive, no determination to get anything out of the game, and it was really disappointing in the sense that it was 1-0 with a Banik penalty. So there was plenty of opportunities there. They're not bad, they beat Boleslav for us, but they're a team that's reasonably competent. And against teams that are reasonably competent, we lose. So there's an omen for you. They seem to do everything right. So they beat the team that they're supposed to, so they trash at the bottom of the league. They lose very narrowly to a lot of the bigger teams, 1-0 Sparta, 2-1 Slavia, and so on. I think that the Diablonets quite convincingly earlier on. So they've done a lot, and the bad thing is that Azevedo has scored in his last two games, and he's good.
Yes, yeah, he's really coming into it, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I didn't do too much of a sort of an in-depth dive into Banik because they haven't really done much strengthening. Compared with a lot of other clubs, but they do have like two players that I've always really liked in David Buchta and Daniel Tetor.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Tetor, who has done fantastically after making the step up from Dukla Prague last season, you must say. I think that he's been fantastic. Came off the bench, I believe, to score earlier on today, even. So there's always a twist, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
There's always a twist. So they have picked up a Nigerian right winger called Yua Colin Sor,
right,
in February. And this is one where I would like to talk to the listener directly and ask for a bit of assistance.
Mm-hmm.
So this Mr. Colin Sor has been signed from 36 Lion FC.
36 Lion FC.
36 Lion FC. Trips off the tongue. Who are a Nigerian team.
Right.
They're a domestic Nigerian team. I can't find out any information about 36 Lion FC. They have a website.
Uh-huh.
And it's got like a rotating football and stuff on it. But I don't know what league they play in. I don't know what part of the Nigerian pyramid they're in. I'm not sure if it's some sort of like... But I don't want to be disrespectful. Part of me is like, is this sort of one of these fronts to try and get European football agents and then, you know, go and do your tours and stuff like that. So I just don't know anything about them. So if you, listener know anything about 36 Lion FC, please actually write into the show.
Yeah.
Please Facebook us or tweet us, because I'm curious, damn it.
Yeah.
As for the game, home win.
Yes. One thing about Banik Ostrava is their sporting director for the last couple of years has been Czech Euro 2004 hero Marek Jankulovský, who I possibly started there, I don't know, but he was there as a player before going on to much bigger and better things in the big leagues in Europe. And he's come in and he's done very good work. He's basically building, kind of rebuilding the club from the ground up. They're investing a lot in youth players and youth teamers, and you know, trying to do a lot more sort of community work and kind of rebuild the name of Banik Ostrava as something to be proud of, not just in a kind of Millwall, nobody likes us, we don't care.
Yeah.
You know, local area hooligan fanboys and everyone else thinking they're an absolute shower of awfulness. Mm-hmm. And he's doing good work in that way, persuading Milan Baroš to do hospital visits. That might actually just because Milan Baroš is there anyway. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they can just wheel him about, I suppose. But
a club that desperately needs the Bazali.
Yes.
That stadium's a joke, man.
Yeah, they play at the Athletics ground. Yeah, Bazali was an interesting place to go. I have not been to the Athletics stadium.
I have, and it's...
You have, but for Vukovic,
yeah, right? And that was funny in the sense that you get an echo when you are the majority of the support. And by the majority of the sport, I think we took like 150 through, you know?
Yeah.
It's big. It's got everyone's least favourite feature of a stadium where football matches are played. The running track.
Yeah.
And it's very weird. Like, you can't fault the facilities. Like, great toilets. great toilets. You know, when you're playing a team like Vukovice, are you queuing for a beer with your least concert, you know, like 50 places you can get a beer? No, you're not.
Yeah.
But... Actually, the atmosphere inside it and coupled with the, I think a necessary thing, to be honest, in a lot of league football here, a net in front of your vision.
What's she doing there?
Good. yeah, not for me, really.
Yeah.
Fun enough when you're playing a wee team like Vitkovice, but when you're actually in a league game.
I think Bazali is being rebuilt, I think. I hope it is, because, you know, as traditional home of Banik, it would be nice to see them back there, weird, up on a hillside in a sort of residential area. It has actually very strong Dukla Prague vibes, Bazali. It's in that kind of sort of middle of nowhere on a slope sort of thing, so... Yeah, so that's Banik on the streets of Silesia then. That's all we've got for today.
Yeah.
Hopefully we didn't, you know, blather on too much, because we had quite a lot to fit in over the course of that hour.
I think we've yet again managed an hour.
Yes, we have. thanks for listening again, listener.
Yeah.
Keep in touch with us on the socials, Facebook and Twitter at @SparrowOffCast. Tell your mates, subscribe on all the podcast platforms, and we will see you possibly not mathematically but almost actually relegated, or still clinging to the desperate rope dangled over the prison wall of survival.
was that a we'll see you, we might be down, we might not be.
Yes.
I don't think we can't mathematically be relegated.
No, we can't. But yeah.
I mean, I would love the sweet release, to be honest. If we're just going to lose.
The sweet release of death.
Can we just get it over with? You know?
Yeah. Anyway, so that's that. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's all from us. See ya.
Bye.
Of all the boys I've known, and I've known some, until I first met you, I was lonesome. And when you came inside, dear, my heart grew light, and this whole world seemed new to me. You're really swell, I have to admit you deserve expressions that really fit you. And so I've racked my brain hoping to explain all the things that you do to me. By mere bis to shame, please let me explain. By mere bis to shame means you're grand. By mere bis to shame, again I'll explain, it means you're the fairest in the land. I could say Bella, Bella, even seven. wonder bar. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. I've tried to explain how Mib is to shame, so kiss me and say you understand. Shame, you've heard it all before, but let me try to explain. Bar Mib is to shame means that you're grand. Bar Mib is to shame, it's such an old refrain, and yet I should explain. It means I am begging for your hand. I could say bella, bella, even say wunderbar. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. I could say bella, bella, even say wunderbar. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. I've tried to explain, bar Mib is to shame, so kiss me and say that you will understand.
That was rubbish. I don't need to know how.